attendance.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want here as we launch into the third hour of the program. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. You know, we started the show out by talking about the Buckyballs ban. We touched on it last night and kind of gave you the news where the CPSC, Consumer Product Safety Commission, has contacted all of the retailers that are selling Buckyballs and have told them that they should stop.
So I just need to stop being surprised when I hear news about government banning something, because to be honest, today when I read this, I was looking for show prep, and I read this, I was like, what?
You were shocked?
Buckyballs? Like, I literally yelled it and didn't even mean to.
Right, who would have thought, right?
That they who would have thought that they'll surprise me every time, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah, I totally know where you're coming from. It's even sometimes I'm still surprised after a decade almost of doing Free Talk Live and seeing some of the most ridiculous, absurd news stories about oppression and tyranny and people having their businesses ruined, whether it's, you know, the lady in Chicago who had her ice cream business shut down because the regulators told her she couldn't use raw milk and she couldn't use fresh strawberries and she had to use pasteurized milk and frozen strawberries in order to make her ice cream, or the woman who was arrested for having her lawn growing too high, or, I mean, you name it, there's just so much absurdity out there, but I'm still shocked from time to time. But this goes to show that you're never safe. People out there that are listening thinking, oh, well, that could never happen to my business, or I'm a law-abiding citizen. Well, there's always something that they can do to you next. You might be next. And as was pointed out in the classic Martin Niemöller poem from the around World War II times, you know, first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I did nothing. And eventually they came for me, and by that time, there was no one else left to stand up for me. And this is the same thing here. I mean, they're just taking business after business. They're taking item after item, and they're going after people. And good for Buckyballs, their manufacturer, Maxfield and Overton, for standing up for themselves.
Yeah, their website is really awesome. I went to it just to see. I was like, really? You can still buy it from their website at getbuckyballs.com?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's all like, you know, fight the man. They're trying to bring us down, but we're, you know, you can still get yours here. And at the top it says, you may have heard there's something wrong with our product. It's not true.
Yep. A lot of companies are just going to bend over for the feds when the feds want them to do something, and they're not. They're continuing to market and sell their products. But they've taken a big hit because, I mean, you can't go to a lot of the sites that you could previously
and buy these. But how do you, like, when something gets banned but you can still get it, like, especially if it's just easy, like, buying it from their own website, I'm sure that they're going to have, like, a big explosion in sales.
I hope they do.
Right. That's... now. I'm not saying it's, for better or for worse, but I was joking about how it's, like, the best thing that could happen, because I would rather get banned and have my product be cool for as long as it's banned, because let's face it, Buckyballs are going to be cool now.
Because they're banned.
Then it's like just going out of style, and it's not cool anymore.
Right. So, like, when the government bans a book, for instance, then all of a sudden everybody wants to read that book. Mm-hmm. So in some cases, it could be the best thing that happens. But it would be interesting to see what their sales look like, because you can't buy them through their retailers at this point. You have to get them directly from their website. But I wanted to share the rest of their press release here, because I think they make some really good points, and they weren't all necessarily included in the mainstream media's coverage of this that we talked about briefly yesterday. So 855-453 is the number here if you would like to comment on regulation, because in this case, there hasn't been a law passed. Like, Congress didn't act to ban Buckyballs. they what this was basically an action of a regulatory agency, of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. They have taken action to target the retailers of this product and threaten them. They haven't actually brought anybody up on charges. Nothing has happened like that. There hasn't been a great buckyball burning or anything like that, or melting. So that hasn't happened. Buckyballs haven't become contraband. They are not being confiscated. So it hasn't gone as extreme as maybe it could. But they are absolutely trying to shut this business down. They're trying to shutter them by cutting off all of their retailer chains.
Yeah, Ian, they're just trying to protect the kids.
Well, that's the
from
claim.
From small things.
And as Buckyballs CEO Craig Zucker points out, obviously the bureaucrats see danger everywhere, and those responsible people like our company, who vigorously promoted safety and appropriate use of our products, get put out of business by an unfair and arbitrary process. I don't understand how and why they did this without following their own rules before allowing us to make our case. So, yeah, they just struck against Buckyballs. And so what he's saying is he looked at the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and he looked, you know, their lawyers went and looked at their own regulatory agency rules and how they're supposed to do things, and they're just ignoring their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so Craig Zucker here, the founder, he doesn't understand. Well, that's probably because he's never bothered to look. Because most business people, I don't blame them. I don't want to know how the government works. I want to work on my business. I want to focus on my business. I want to help my customers get what they want. I want to help my vendors make money. I want to, you know, make it happen for people out there. I mean, if my business wasn't paying attention to what the government does, I wouldn't give a flip. I would just be busy doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't blame any business owner for not having the awareness to know that government doesn't follow its own rules. They purport to. They purport to be a nation of laws, and they have all this talk that they engage in that makes it sound like that they actually follow rules. But no. The way it works is you have to follow their rules. They don't have to follow their rules. And I'm sorry that Craig and other business owners have had to find this out. There was a story, I guess, they talked about on Sunday night where a 13-year-old boy in Holland, Michigan was busted for running a hot dog stand. They shut his hot dog stand down. This was like his dream, was to run his own hot dog stand.
Aww.
So they went after him. And so, you know, business owners have to find this out the hard way, and it's a shame, but it's good for them for standing up.
If anyway, it seems too good to be true, it'll probably be outlawed in a couple of years.
He says that it almost seems like they simply wanted to put our products and industry out of business. Finally, CPSC is giving Maxfield an opportunity to defend its products, but only after ruining its retailer base through intimidation tactics. He says, we're deeply disappointed that the CPSC has decided to go after our firm and magnets in general. Magnets have been around for centuries and are used for all sorts of purposes. Our products are marketed to those 14 and above, and out of over half a billion magnets in the marketplace, CPSC has received reports of less than 24 cases of misuse. We worked with the commission in order to do an education video less than 9 months ago, so we're shocked that they're taking this action. We find it unfair, unjust, and un-American, and we'll vigorously fight this action taken by President Obama's hand-picked agency. Maxfield believes that the CPSC is now taking the absurd position that warnings can never work. By doing so, CPSC has called into question the efficacy of all of the warnings the agency relies upon, including its recently announced program to warn about the risk of strangulation posed by cords on baby monitors, cords that have been involved in 7 deaths.
So they're going to take all the warning labels off of cigarettes and all that other stuff that the government makes people put on their products anyway.
Oh, I doubt that. No, I don't think that's the proposal.
Well, they don't work, according to the government.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of the, I guess, the hidden message in what they're saying here, is that this isn't good enough.
So this is part of the reason, like, one of those examples of, you know, like, how government will make something messed up and then try to come in and save the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they do this with warning labels because, like, have you ever been, you know, looking at a product and, like, you see a big caution and you're like, you read it because it could be something serious. And it's just, like, kind of ridiculous. Like, really? You know, like, I'm really not that afraid of mouthwash. Like, I'm not going to, like, drink too much mouthwash. It's not that I think I can handle it. Like, I've had enough liquor. Like, I know what it's like.
Now, but ridiculous warning labels is kind of a fun topic, right? Like, there's some really silly ones out there.
Yeah, I'm sure we could find, like, a whole big list of funny things. And I think a lot of it is the fault of the government because they're so obsessed with keeping people safe, supposedly. I think they just really like to boss businesses around and tell them what they can do and what they can't. But the government corrupts the whole caution label thing to make it to where people just completely ignore them.
They don't take it seriously. They're so used to seeing it. It's just, oh, yeah, the warning label. My favorite one is this generic one that says, not intended to be used for unapproved reasons or something like that. Yeah. Like, against federal law. You not intended to be used against federal law. And it almost seems like a hint that, oh, there is another way to use this product.
Right.
Maybe I could build a bomb with it or something like that. 855-453. Maybe you've got a ludicrous warning label you'd like to share. 1-855-453. More about Buckyballs and the band coming up.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which one is going to
go? You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring signs to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey.
Who do you think you
are? Excuse me.
There is no any room for my own flowers.
No, I have work today.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of 2 cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of 2 cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in.
in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They are free for you, so enjoy. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include archives, so you can go click and download as many episodes of the program as you like. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And in addition to that, the Free Talk Live archives are also available through SoundCloud, which is a new way for you to listen to and download the show and also comment on the show. SoundCloud allows you to actually comment within the show. So instead of just leaving a general comment on what you thought about something, you can actually comment at a specific time within the entire show. SoundCloud allows you to do that. You can get to the SoundCloud page by going to freetalklive.com. You look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, and then you'll find the SoundCloud link there. And then when you pull up SoundCloud, you'll see each episode of the show. You'll also see the episodes of Edgington Post and Radio Free Keene News, and you can download them. But more importantly, there's that share button on each one of those episodes. So if you hear a show that you like, maybe you really like the show with Allie and I here, and you want to share that with your friends, you just hit the share button on the episode of your choice. It then pops up with all the various different social networking options or the code that you'll need to put it on your WordPress blog or wherever it is you want to put that. It makes it really easy. So use the share button on your favorite episodes over at the Free Talk Live SoundCloud page.
Plus, you can find exclusive Edgington Post shows, which
That's
I guess
right.
is Mark's little exclusive thing.
He is doing that, and it is available through SoundCloud, as well as I mentioned, Free Keene Radio News, which is kind of my little project on the side. All right, so our number here is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about warning labels, and over at Bucky Balls, their website, getbuckyballs.com, they have put up their press release as a response to what the Consumer Product Safety Commission is doing. This is the group of busybodies in Washington, D.C. that attempts to ruin everybody's fun. They have decided to target this manufacturer. I've yet to try the Bucky Balls, but I'm excited.
You're going to love them.
I've heard great things about them.
I think you're going... And I can't... Like, I'm always fidgeting with this cord
yes.
thing. I think you probably have noticed.
I have noticed.
I'm always just... and I need Bucky Balls.
You will have them,
Yay.
I'm sure, by the next time you come in here next week. Because I went and I ordered two sets of Bucky Balls yesterday. And, in fact, there's a code that the Bucky Balls manufacturer has given out. We posted it on the Twitter page. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. Scroll down a little bit. It was near the beginning of the show where we first started talking about this. I posted the code that you need to get free shipping at the Bucky Balls website. So you can go there and find that at twitter.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our Twitter page and save you like $5 or $6 on your purchase. Because I'm pretty excited about this, not only because, well, the number one reason is because the company here, Maxfield and Overton, behind Bucky Balls, has stood up for themselves. And unlike most companies that'll just bend over and do whatever it is they're told, these guys have been targeted by the state, and they're not going to take it. They're standing up and they're saying, hey, we haven't done anything wrong. Our products are marketed to adults. They have, you know, very clear warning labels on our products. We can't help it if we've sold millions of these balls, and now, you know, 7 people or 12 people or something like that, or 12 young children had an issue. That's the fault of the parents. It's the fault of poor supervision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the manufacturer's problem. As they pointed out, magnets have been around forever.
Yeah, plus it's like I would like to see some evidence that, you know, there's no, like, I'm sure there's plenty of products which have small parts that kids put in their mouths that are just as bad as Bucky Balls that aren't banned. Like,
of course,
why do they have it out for Bucky Balls?
Well,
just because they're so awesome?
Now, the reason the claim is because if you were to just swallow a part from a toy, it might pass through your digestive system, maybe scrape the walls of your intestine.
It pinches your intestines and stuff. But
the Bucky Balls pinch things because they're magnets, and so they stick together inside you.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that they're super, like, to pull Bucky... Okay, nothing in your intestines that I know of, and I'm sure the human body's amazing, but you'll get them, and when you see them, you're going to have a hard time believing that something's going to get between two of those balls.
I guess the idea would be that you would swallow two balls at different times.
Ah, that would be dangerous.
Yeah, and then in your stomach, they would...
How do you swallow the first one and then not think to take the other one out?
I don't know, Allie. Apparently it's happened to a handful of people, and so all of a sudden now no one gets to have any fun anymore.
They're a gift to men because all the stupid people that swallow one buckyball after another are, you know, finally getting what's coming to them, because they gotta learn somehow.
Right, because the government is out there to stop, you know, Darwinism from happening, right? And well, let me continue here with their press release. There's a little bit more that they have to say, because these guys are pretty indignant about this. I mean, as they point out, magnets have been around for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, they're a problem. What will the CPSC do, they ask in their press release, about drowning, for which its remedy is warnings. For balloons involved in several deaths each year, the commission warns about the risk of suffocation from uninflated or broken balloons and says adult supervision is required for balloons. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, when it comes to an American company that sells buckyballs exclusively to adults, the CPSC takes a different approach and decides that warnings don't work. And not only are the warnings on the package, Allie, but when you actually order through the website, there's a, like, you know, on a lot of sites you have to click the terms and conditions to be able to do something? Mm-hmm. Well, here they make sure you click, like, that you've read this warning. Here's this warning. It's only for adults. Don't swallow these. You know, it's right there on the ordering page. You can't place an order without acknowledging that you've seen and read and understood the warning.
It's not even just a little click the terms and conditions. It's just...
No, it's right there as a very obvious, be aware, warning. But for some reason, they say they take a different approach and decide that warnings don't work. The company believes the CPSC can't have it both ways. Maxfield contends that by claiming that warnings never work, CPSC calls into question its enforcement of the Federal Hazardous Substances Act, which requires warning labels on, among other things, adult products that are corrosive or toxic and that may cause substantial personal injury or illness due to reasonably foreseeable handling or ingestion by children. I mean, just to take that aside, how many products are on store shelves that are poisonous? You know, go down the cleaning products aisle.
Yeah.
There are plenty of, you know, how about the ant poison and various different bug-killing products out there? There's kids that huff things. They huff paint thinner. They huff Freon. They huff all kinds of stuff.
Did you have problems with, like, I know plenty of people that are like, oh, when I was a kid, I got something stuck in my nose and in my ear. And, like, I think that some kids just have, like, a thing with putting stuff in their bodies.
They do, yeah.
I never had that, for whatever reason.
You may not remember.
Maybe. My mom would have told, I think she would have, like, complained about it.
Just young children like to put things, they're exploring the world, so they explore the world through all of their senses, mm-hmm. and that's why kids put things in their mouth, because just do it. It's what kids do.
Well, my mom's probably listening, so Glenda, if you are, you could call in and tell embarrassing stories about me doing that, but I really don't remember.
Maxfield contends that customers love their products, and Buckyballs has grown into a well-known brand in only a few years. Like a lot of products, they're not marketed or intended by use for children. The company markets them exclusively to grown-ups and teenagers, developed its safety program in cooperation with the CPSC, and responsible marketing steps and warnings to keep them out of children's hands. You can't miss the clear warning label to keep them away from kids on 5 different places on each box and in the accompanying instructions. A public awareness campaign about magnet safety with videos distributed by the government and a special website, magnetsafety.com, was launched several months ago with full cooperation of the CPSC. As a small business owner, I'm left wondering what to tell my employees and their families. How can this happen in America?
Killing jobs.
855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Our board operator says that one of his favorite ridiculous warning labels is his pizza that said, cook before eating. And another box of straws that said waterproof. So share yours with us at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll free number, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can bring up anything you want here. 1-855-450-3733. You know, when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while you're in the car. And that is the most likely time that you're going to be encountering the armed aggressors.
That's usually when I encounter them.
You can help yourself, though, in one of those situations by having video capability and being able to record that scene. However, having a cell phone is a good thing. Like, I have mine with me. It's important to do
that. Yeah, but you got to turn. It's always dead when you need it.
Especially if you've been driving around all day.
That happened to me recently. Yeah, I got pulled over, or a friend got pulled over. I was in the passenger seat and wanted to film the interaction because it seemed like it was going to be a bad one.
Yep.
My phone was dead.
No good. You can't have that happening. So the way to solve this problem, or maybe you're just fumbling with the phone and, you know, you're nervous and you can't, you know, pull up the information that you need or the camera program fast enough, freedomcam.net has the solution for you. It's the GPS black box dash cam. I have one of these, and it's great. It's really easy to use. It's not hard to install. Like, I'm not a real handy person. I don't like doing drills and screwing things and putting things together. I'm not good
at that. He does.
Yeah, well, Mark does. And he's great at that. But
well, he can get his own camera.
This isn't hard at all. It comes with like a pre-sticky thing that you just stick up on your windshield and you just run the cord and you plug it in.
It doesn't leave a mark, does it?
No, I don't think so. And if it did, you know, a little Goo Gone would take care of it.
Yeah.
But and besides, you don't want to take it down once you install it. It's there.
Why would you?
It's a good product. I recommend this. It's got a built-in microphone. It's got two cameras, one that shoots the front of your car, so what you see as you're driving, and then one that shoots the inside of your cab. So it covers pretty much everything. And so any incident that happens, whether it's on the road or whether it's the police, is recorded. It's always recording.
So you don't have to push a button either.
Right. As long as your car's turned on, this thing is recording.
It doesn't record when your car is off?
It doesn't, although in theory there could be a way to, you know, hook it up that way. Like, there are different ways to wire your car to make that possible. But you wouldn't want it running when your car's turned off. It's going to drain your battery or something like that.
Right.
But as long as your car's on, this thing's going to record. And even if it does get turned off, it actually has a battery inside the unit where it will continue to record for several seconds afterwards. So if you were to get into a car accident, it would be able to record several seconds after the actual impact that might possibly disconnect
the battery. So even if you trust cops, you still might want this just in case you get an accident, which will inevitably happen.
Hopefully it won't happen. I don't know if it's inevitable that you'll get in an accident.
Who do you know who's never been in a car accident their entire life? I mean, I haven't caused one ever.
I have only had a guy swipe my mirror off, and that's all that's ever happened to me.
I've only been driving for like 4 years, so I can't really be touting that
I've been driving for 16, 15 years. So I've been pretty lucky. But all that said, this will take care of recording everything that goes on. And you can go to freedomcam.net to get that. And that's freedomcam.net. Let's get right into your phone calls. Rick is on the line listening in Indiana to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
This is what I want to know. Is our country too far gone? I mean, is there any hope?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, maybe there's no hope for the government, but I would say the people in the country, there's always hope.
Well, now they talk about that Mitt Romney's just like Obama. I mean, there really ain't no difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I drive truck, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service.
My friends and family say I got to turn that radio off for a couple hours a day because my mind's getting corrupt. I'm listening to Mark Levin and Hannity and Alex Jones. I mean, for 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, that's all I do is listen to that. And I'm thinking, dude, the way they talk, it's over. I mean, throwing the towel. And I told my wife, I said, when I get home off the road, I said, we might as well just barricade ourselves in the basement and get some supplies and just live in the basement.
So it can feel that way, but I should just, you know, here's a 21-year-old girl trying to give you some advice. I mean, I feel kind of out of place. But I will say that I take, you know, just after being duped so many times, like believing in this one person, everything they had to say, and then realizing that, you know, and like, you know, just totally taking what they say as truth and then realizing that you can't ever do that. You know, especially with people like Mark Levin, I happen to not like the guy.
Yeah.
Just take everything that they say with a grain of salt and don't ever let people get you down, because while it can feel
frustrating
and scary and like, you know, it's all going in one direction, which it is in some ways. Like someone tweeted to us, you know, there's always free will. So they're only controlling you if you let them.
Mm.
I'm not saying you can't take precautions to try to keep yourself from, you know, getting into trouble if that suits, you know, your interests the best. But I wouldn't say, you know, the answer is to try to hide away, because honestly,
then they win.
That's exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Look, I don't care what happens to the country, because I'm not married to that idea. I mean, I used to be one of those constitutional guys who really cared about that sort of thing, but all I really care about now is human freedom and individual liberty and the responsibility that goes along with it. So I personally would like to see the United States come to an end. It was a grand experiment, and it was a really ultimately one that was a total failure. I mean, if you think about it, as Lysander Spooner put it in the late 1800s, the Constitution either has authorized the oppression that we are experiencing today, or it has been completely powerless to prevent it. So whichever one is true, doesn't matter.
I heard you guys talking last night. I think it was maybe the second or third time I listened to you guys about that knucklehead over there, Michael Moore. Right?
I don't know if that was us.
Isn't that producer or whatever you said?
I don't like him.
Yeah, you know what I mean, he's whack, and then you got Bloomberg, who's telling the police to stand down, take the Second Amendment, you know what I mean, and taking our guns away. I mean, pretty much we ain't going to have no freedom. Do you ever listen to Alex Jones? I don't know if you know who he is.
I don't. I know who Alex Jones is. In fact, I recently reached out to his producers and invited him on the program. We actually had him on a while back. Look, there's a lot of bad news out there. I get it. And the government is continuing to grow and continuing to take more power for itself and take more money from us.
Yeah.
And it's not hopeless. I think there's a common message out there among a lot of shows that it's hopeless and that you can't do anything about it.
You know what I get encouragement from is, like, seeing all the advancements in technology.
Yeah.
And, like,
I can't stop that.
Whatever the wealthy people are using now, we're going to have it. I don't know how long. Hopefully, but that's always how it's been. Like, the wealthy have all these cool things that everyone else wants, and then all of a sudden everyone has one, like cell phones or computers or calculators at one point. And so, you know, just look to see what the people that you're envious of, you wish you had all their wealth, and one day you or your kids or your grandkids are going to have that. And it's like,
not if they completely destroy the economy. I mean, then that might not really pan out, obviously.
I think that, you know, a lot of these things are, like you said, there's the internet and there's ideas, and you can't stop a good idea. All this technology comes from people's ideas, and
the technology,
so they can't keep it in the bag.
I think the technology is the key to all this. I mean, that's why we're here right now doing this. That's why you're able to hear this program, Rick. You're listening to us on XM's America's Talk, and it's thanks to the technology that is allowing us to bring the message of liberty to as many people as we can possibly reach. Ron Paul's campaign, for instance, never would have gotten the traction that it got if it had happened. You know, his 1988 campaign certainly didn't get the traction that his 2008 and his 2012 campaigns did. So it's I think that while on one hand things are getting worse in some ways, they're getting better in other ways, and that ultimately freedom will win as long as people don't retire to their basements.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Rick. I appreciate hearing from you. Don't give up. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, if you love the ideas of liberty, and that means that you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that's kind of the key. Because if you want freedom for yourself, you have to want it for everybody else.
And that doesn't mean you can't judge other people, but you can't, be sure, wanting to throw them in jail for whatever it is you don't like about them.
If they haven't hurt anybody else, they don't deserve to be in a cage. And if you are willing to advocate for freedom for everybody else and are willing to stand up for their freedom, then others will be willing to stand up for yours. And if we're all willing to stand up together, or at least a bunch of us are, then they can't put us all in a cage. They don't have enough cages for that. 855-450-FREE. You always have to remember, there's more of us than there are of them. The more of us who are the oppressed versus the oppressors. We can turn the tables easily and peacefully. Just have to be willing to stand up. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. You take control. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects that it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but still enough time, maybe, for your thoughts. If you're already on the line, if you're not, well, we're only going to get you in tonight. But we do this thing 7 nights per week. So if you don't get in tonight, it's not a problem. You can always call tomorrow. 855-450-FREE is the number. And joining you here in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie's here, courtesy of ladiesinkeene.com. That's ladies in K-E-E-N-E.
Our last episode, we talked about guns. Bunch of Liberty ladies talking about guns. I don't know what else you could want.
Are you a shooter?
I can't claim that title yet, but I would love to be, and I've gone shooting twice in my life.
Yeah. So you've done it.
Okay. I've done it.
So ladiesinkeene.com, that's Allie's blog site. It's also where she hosts her own show. You can go and check her out there, ladiesinkeene.com. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We're getting into the whole social networking thing in a way we've never done before. I hope that folks are enjoying it. We've had some responses to what we've been tweeting here tonight and Facebooking. We've been doing them simultaneously. And so maybe you prefer Facebook, maybe you prefer Twitter. Now we're kind of cross-posting, we're asking questions during the show, and maybe sharing some of your feedback as well. But of course, calls come first. This is a talk radio program, so we're going to go right back into your phone calls. But if you want to get signed up for Twitter or Facebook, you can go to news.freetalklive.com and do that there. Let's go, in the meantime, to your calls and your thoughts as we go to Dan, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hey, Dan.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
We're talking about problems in the country, and I'm not going to solve all those, obviously. But I want to give you a quote from Thomas Jefferson, who was a fairly wise fellow, and he said, "The Constitution is a mere thing of wax in the hands of the judiciary, which they may twist and shape into any form they please."
They
and
sure have.
I know the young lady there said she didn't like Mark Levin, but Mark's a fairly sharp man and has a lot of years on you. I know you said you were 21. I'll soon be 64. I'm a retired doctor, and there are some of us that
that doesn't make him right.
Experience.
Well, you know, he has some idea. Okay, so like, I would probably agree with him about a lot of things, but I got his book. It was a gift from someone who you know, obviously really cared and thought that we had something in common as far as politics went. And I was, you know, I was going to, like, give this guy a chance. But it was really hard to when I was reading about his opinions on, like, illegal immigrants and...
He's a hate monger and a war monger,
isn't
he?
You know, and he likes war. And, like, when I started to get the stuff about war, it really... bothered me. And
let's go back to something. Let me move back to something, an opinion of his that goes back to a big problem in the country, the judiciary. Mark, and so do I, believe that one of the biggest mistakes in the Constitution was making federal judges and Supreme Court justices, giving them life appointments. I think they should be limited to 8 years. They give them 8 years and they're out and gone. And
I don't think that's a bad idea, but I think at this point it's too little too late. I mean, there's
I wanted to ask you, you said you didn't care if it failed at this point. What type of government do you want? Yeah,
I don't want any government. I don't want any
government.
That's anarchy, right?
I don't want any coercive agency of force, a monopoly on force. I think it's fine. If you want to hire a group of men to tell you how to live, then you should be able to do that. But I'm not interested in that. I can regulate myself. I'm responsible, and I don't need somebody to tell me what I can and can't do.
Right,
I won't hurt anybody, and I'll honor my agreements. And if I don't, you know, we can go to arbitration on that.
That's what, like, you know, I agree with Ian, and that is where my true beliefs, you know, if I could have it my way, that's how it would be. But, you know, I can be with you on the small government things. It sounds like you're a small government guy. I'm making an assumption, but would you prefer smaller government to what we have now?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I've had the full faith and force of the government on my shoulders, and as one man, you don't do very well in that.
No doubt. How do you feel about secession?
I think it'll happen. That may be how things go. I think we may have a second civil war in this country.
Well, I don't want to see fight. You know, I don't want to see violence be how things happen. But I think, you know, certainly violence is the history of man, so it's likely to be that case. But I think that secession is a good solution, and I think it can be done peacefully. You know, obviously the Southern guys did not have to fire on Fort Sumter. Things might have gone a little bit differently had they not. And so I'd like to see a peaceful secession and see the Union break apart, and then we'd have at least 50 different governments that could compete with one another, although there could be, like, I guess, conglomerates in different regions that could have sort of regional federal governments. But the more choices there are as far as government, the better. Ultimately, I'd like to have zero coercive government. I think it's fine if you want to volunteer into some sort of a contract. Like, everybody says there's this social contract, but I'm sorry, I never signed it. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not part of this whole government thing. I don't want to tell my neighbors what to do. I don't want to force my way on anybody else, and I don't want anybody to force their way on me. And Dan, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's continue with Paul, listening in New Hampshire to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to briefly talk about the New Hampshire oath of office. It was a topic we were discussing yesterday, and I think you might be willing to say it. I don't think it's necessarily objectionable.
Swearing allegiance to the United States is objectionable to me.
Well, to me, the United States means the land and the people in it. And I'm not going to do anything that's going to be, you know, negative for, you know, to hurt the people in California or anywhere else in the U.S. So I think in that sense, I have allegiance to people in the U.S. And I don't think it necessarily must mean that you have allegiance with the federal government.
You know, that's an interesting way to look at it. I suppose you could spin it that way. I see the United States as being the federal government, and I see America as being the land and the people within it. But I get what you're saying. It's a good point.
So I would say that you know, you wouldn't you could say it and believe, you know, think about it that way, and I think it's a legitimate way to think about it. Also, I'd like to point out that the Constitution is a limitation on government. It says it can go, you know, do so much and no more. It doesn't say that it should do even that much. So I would say if you're advocating the government do more than the Constitution permits, then you'd be advocating violating the Constitution. But you don't have to advocate the federal government do anything.
Paul, are you a New Hampshire native or a Free State Project participant?
I'm a native.
Excellent. Good to have you up here, man, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the interpretation, and thanks for the suggestions. Let's go to Jake, listening in Wilmington to our brand-new affiliate, the Big Talker FM. Hey, Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Welcome, sir.
It's funny that Mark Levin came up a few calls before me because y'all actually just replaced him this past week.
Yes, really we glad. Did.
Yay!
Thank goodness.
He's easily replaced.
Finally, you get radio that actually understands what the ideas of liberty are rather than some hack who purports to understand liberty and then goes on to talk about violating freedom.
Well, he does sound smart if someone's just not, like, they just don't know anything and or they just aren't, you know, paying that much attention, then it seems like he knows a lot about what he's talking about because he's right, you know, at least half the time. But then some things you kind of get duped into.
Anyway, welcome aboard, Jake. Go ahead with your thoughts.
A little open-mindedness is very refreshing here in Wilmington.
All right. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I was calling to take a little bit of exception to, I guess, some of the comments that were made last hour and this hour, such as government is evil and the government, there's no hope for the government. I think that that's taken a few things for granted.
I wish you'd called in earlier.
Yeah, let's start with the first one because we've got like less than 2 minutes here in this particular edition of the show. But government is evil. You know, what it is the use of force on peaceful people is what's evil to me. I mean, wouldn't you agree that forcing people who haven't harmed others to do something they don't want to do is basically evil?
I would, but at the same time, the government's necessary to ensure rights.
Right.
Well, now, hold on a second. I don't think it's ever necessary to do evil against another one of our fellow men or women. I don't think that's appropriate at all. So, you know, now you're just making an excuse for evil. You're saying that, oh, well, it's necessary, so we have to be evil.
No, there are a lot of problems with our government. That's not what I'm saying at all. I've gotten in trouble before. I'm not happy with the drug war, with the war, with a lot of different things.
Me neither.
I think one of the largest problems with our government as it is our representative system was designed when it took probably 2 or 3 weeks for news to get from Georgia to New York, when now I feel like more people should be able to represent themselves more often.
Absolutely.
More directly.
Okay, so you see the problems with the drug war and the war. So just sort of try to conceptualize, like, those are things that you look into, right? Those are things you probably research because they're like, you know, those are things that are important to me, too. Like, they're blaringly, obviously, evil. The government deals with all the other things pretty much the same way. It's the same bureaucracy, the same idea.
Well, right, just because people vote for something, or just because a bunch of the people agree, or even if a majority of people agree, doesn't make evil all of a sudden good. So, like, I can't rob you, point a gun at you and rob you and call that good, even if I'm using it to pay for my grandmother's surgery. And 10 of my friends and I can't come rob you and take the money and pay for our family's food. And same thing, thousands and thousands of people can't vote to rob somebody else and call that good either. Wish we had more time, but we'll be back tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.